Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday, and at this time on a Thursday, we always get a little preview taste of what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, we have got a really fun thing to look at this week. The people who live on the corner of Hampton Street and Gilmore Drive in Gulf Breeze have put up a display that is definitely worth your time to go take a look at. The house belongs to Cy Whitney and Johnny Chisholm, and they have got a really wonderful display of scary and funny and just cute things in their yard that will just make everyone delighted. It's so fun, too, because, Halloween is a good time just to kind of get out of the ordinary, see something different, not just your typical yard or campaign signs.
I love it. Yeah. The campaign signs are the real scary displays, though, right?
And the effort that goes into it and the expense is just really fun to see someone get all this trouble. And so I really urge you to take a look at it and go see that. And, of course, Halloween is coming up next Thursday on the 31st.
When we bike around, I love to see people do their really cool Halloween displays. Because you see lots of Christmas ones, but the Halloween ones are extra cool. And by the way, if people don't know, that's down to the end of the peninsula, basically. It's one block in from Shoreline at Hampton and Gilmore, if you want to take a look at that. I have not seen it, but I'm eager to see it. You've also got a story about Veterans Court, which is something that a lot of people don't know about. Very cool thing.
I think it's really cool. Carmen Reynolds is a former, she's a retired military person, and she she is a lieutenant colonel, and she realized that a lot of the people who were getting into trouble or, just having scrapes with the law, nonviolent now, all these are nonviolent, that they could really be treated in a different category. So she was able to get the funding and get some judges who are retired military themselves to put these veterans in a special category. It could be someone who is active duty, who's gotten in trouble. It could be someone who's retired, who's in, just had some nonviolent things, and they are able to work with them, sometimes tell them about some benefits that they did not know that they were entitled to, and also kind of give them a treatment that gives them a little bit more of a touch that kind of meets their situation. It's a really good way. And the thing is that we're not identifying people as veterans. Now they're making an effort when someone comes into the law enforcement realm to ask them, are you a veteran? They're able to take advantage of these services, right?
No, that makes sense.
That we can possibly, expand to other areas as well.
If there were anybody in our society who deserves the social safety net, and that's what this is, the veterans do. And so I love these programs, and I love that we have this. I think it's such a great thing because, we should do everything we can to help them. And certainly if they've run afoul of the law, don't realize there are services, all of that kind of stuff. Navarre and Gulf Breeze, the Beach Bowl Cup, how'd it turn out?
Well, it's good. It's really good for Navarre. the Gulf Breeze team, unfortunately, has only won it one time of these 21 or of these 16 years.
Ew.
And so it's been a very rough go. But, the benefit of the Beach Bowl Cup is that it did not, it gives the players something tangible to work for. It really eliminated a lot of the back and forth vandalism that we had. So it's been a wonderful, positive thing. And of course, we appreciate Publix so much for sponsoring it for all of these years. So it's been great.
Yeah,
really
and even though, the Raiders are really good at football, Gulf Breeze is really good at volleyball, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Gulf Breeze Lady Dolphins are now the district champs for the sixth year in a row. So they're wonderful, and they're moving on, and who knows where they could end up. They could end up winning the whole thing like the beach volleyball did. So we'll see what happens. We're watching and anticipating.
Absolutely. There is a human trafficking conference. Is it this weekend, right, at the Rex? Is that right?
This weekend at the Rex Theater, yes. This weekend, there's quite a few things going on. Halloween is also going on. Please take a look at our calendar of events. Make sure that you are up to date on what's going on. And while you're there, be sure and look at the honor rolls. Mm. There are so many names on those honor rolls. I just think, wow, these kids are really buckling down. They're very smart. And so very proud of them. And we also appreciate our people who sponsor those honor rolls. And that would be Troy Rafferty.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate him too.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we've got a lot of good things to prepare for this week. Lots more I didn't even get to.
Always. It's always the case. Just a taste. It's just a little bit of an appetizer. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out on Thursday. Lisa, thanks for sharing the time with us. Thanks for keeping us informed as you do. You and your staff do such a good job of that. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
No new accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing no delays on I-10, even through the construction zone. But if you're on 98 westbound headed toward the Garcon Point Bridge, just let you know there's about a 5-7 minute delay just due to congestion through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
You know, in life, timing is a big part of a lot of major decisions, and knowing when to do, when to delay, when to definitely not do. And when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, I know that's a constant thing people are thinking about, with insurance being what it is, with interest rates being what they are, with just plain market demand being what it is, partially as a result of insurance and interest rates, and the price of homes. And so if you're selling or buying or thinking about doing both and you're kind of not sure what to do, that's why you talk to an expert. You ask Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, hey, here's what I'm thinking about. Here's why I'm thinking it. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish. What do you think I should do? What's the right thing? And, you know, I like asking an expert who's willing to tell you not to hire them. Right? Like that you don't need their services, you know, like the mechanic who says you need this done, but not for 6 months. Like that's the one you want. Right. And I know Christina, she's talked to people over the years where they want to sell their house. And she talks to me, she's like, you know, I don't think that the thing you're trying to accomplish by selling your house, you'll actually accomplish. So maybe you're better off just staying where you are. I know she's done that for people. And you say, well, why on earth would somebody who makes a commission on taking you on as a client talk you out of paying her commission? Because she wants to do what's helpful for people. Helping people is first. You know, getting the money, it comes as a byproduct of helping the people. That's the idea. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election.
Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd.
And three, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day.
Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love that you're not sure what that's from. That's a great. You know it, but you can't place it.
Till the time I can't.
Think that close I found to her.
Okay. Yep. Gym. That was on the tip of my tongue.
8:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Let's see if I can catch David Wayne off guard by going to him super early. Is he there?
You hired him.
He's not. I never go to him at this time, so it's completely my fault. Hey, David, you got the headlines for us?
This train is running early today, isn't it?
That's right. Better get on before it leaves.
Absolutely, I do have the headlines for you. The U.S. Postal Service says delivery of mail-in ballots has been going well so far. USPS officials say 99.9% of mail-in ballots that have been returned back across the country have been delivered within 7 days. 99.7% of those have been delivered in only 3 days.
I think you've mispronounced it. What's the agency that's responsible for delivering the mail?
The USPS?
No, it's USPS.
USPS?
Yeah. No, USPS is the new preferred pronunciation for this agency. I'm making it a thing.
All right. Well, I hope it takes off. I like it personally. McDonald's is got to the bottom, or they believe they may have gotten to the bottom of the E. coli outbreak that killed one person and got about 50 people sick. They believe it was in the onions that all came from a single source and were delivered to the restaurants raw. They've pulled all of the onions and the beef patties in the affected areas that they think were causing that.
And the one, just the one note, because I didn't know, hadn't been paying a lot of attention to this story, but this is one county in Colorado.
Right.
This is not like some widespread thing.
Right,
this
not a widespread thing.
Affecting us here or anything like that. Go ahead.
And two women are reportedly suing LeBron and Bronny James after a car crash in L.A. TMZ says the women filed that lawsuit this week, the same day that LeBron and Bronny became the first father-son duo to play together in a regular season NBA game.
Interesting. Okay. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3. You know the bit of hubbub over the 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris, right, and Bill Whitaker, who I like Bill Whitaker. I don't necessarily blame him for the editing that they did on that, but, you know, like CBS really just dug in their heels after their own error. You know, if they hadn't done the thing they did, we wouldn't have even known because they released the raw clip of Kamala Harris's answer to the immigration question, which was total word salad. And then, of course, Face the Nation played that, and we all learned, oh, my God. You know, and then the 60 Minutes interview came out on Monday following, and they made her sound like she was super cogent and rational and gave a tight answer to it. And then, of course, we all said, what in the world are you doing covering up for her, giving her this, you know, clearly slanted coverage? President Trump said take away the broadcast license. That's not how that works, sir. CBS doesn't have stations. At least I don't think they do. Typically, that's not how that works. And it just, so many things wrong with that claim. But then 60 Minutes responded and, you know, by saying that we haven't done anything wrong. Your lying eyes don't tell you the truth. They 60 Minutes fairly, this is one of the statements that came out. 60 Minutes fairly presented the interview to inform the viewing audience and not to mislead it. Indeed, your contention that 60 Minutes acted nefariously is entirely unfounded. Instead, the interview was edited for time with the aim of allowing the public to hear from the vice president on as many subjects as possible in a 21-minute interview. Oh, side note, by the way, the interview that she did with Hallie Jackson with NBC, Hallie Jackson must have asked her 20 questions. She didn't answer a single one of them. Every single time it was, how can I get to my talking points the fastest? It was abysmal, really. I haven't even covered that one today. I just listened to it yesterday. But okay, so back to 60 Minutes. Can I tell you just teeny tiny little, I have a little bit of sympathy for 60 Minutes on this. Because I think I know what happened here. Before I tell you that, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No new accidents to let you know about. We're also seeing no slowdowns on I-10, I-110. Everything's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I want to actually read you more of the statement because it says, let's see, same question, same answer. But a different, well, 60 Minutes gave an excerpt of our interview to Face the Nation that used a longer section of her answer than that on 60 Minutes. Same question, same answer. BS. But a different portion of the response. When we edit any interview, whether a politician, an athlete, or movie star, we strive to be clear, accurate, and on point. The portion of her answer on 60 Minutes was more succinct, which allows time for other subjects in a wide-ranging 21-minute long segment. Okay. I think I know what happened here. Here's my charitable interpretation. Okay? When I'm editing sound clips or gathering things, I will pick the thing that I think is the most representative but also makes for the best radio. And though I know better than to change the content, and especially in a long-ranging, if you're going to play 20 minutes of an interview, you know, you can't change content to make somebody look worse or better than they actually look. I have many times thought, oh, that's boring, that's boring, that's boring. And here's my most charitable interpretation. They knew that her word salad answer was bad TV. And like boring TV because she doesn't say anything. Because they're so biased and don't realize it, by inadvertently choosing to not play the boring rambling part, not because they thought she looked terrible and wanted to cover up for it, but just because it's not good TV, they thought they couldn't see how it was good TV. They couldn't see that it was really importantly bad TV and that people would watch it because it was a train wreck. That's my theory, okay? That's my most charitable theory. My less charitable theory is, no, they clearly edited her to make her sound better. Now, here's the thing. 60 Minutes can make all this go away in an instant. How? Release the full thing. Just release the full interview. And then those of us who watch the 20-minute version on 60 Minutes, don't be confused, could watch the full version and decide for ourselves how much or how little they had edited it. And they will not do that. And you have to ask the question why. And there's really, in my mind, there's really only two answers why. Answer number one is that they had some kind of a deal with the Harris campaign that it would be edited and they wouldn't release the full version. I mean, that's a possibility. Terrible news precedent if they did it that way. That's always a possibility. Option number two is it's really bad. Like, not only is Kamala really bad in the interview, but 60 Minutes definitely edited more than the... Because think about it this way. Again, more evidence for my case that they didn't realize what they were doing. If they deliberately edited her to avoid the word salad part that makes her look so dumb, why would they release that portion to Face the Nation? Because they didn't realize it was a story. They didn't realize how bad it was because they can't see that because they like her because they, I mean, she's the vice president. She's fine. And then somebody somewhere realized, oh, God, this is bad. Don't release that part. Or maybe somebody thought, well, we'll just tighten it up. It'll make her look. So they can release the full thing. That would dispel all. Well, it would either confirm the allegations or it would dispel all of them. And at some point, if you don't release the raw, kind of confirms what everybody suspects. And by the way, at this point, how could it be any worse than it already is? Well, it might be, because typically the idea is, you know, once everybody suspects you of having done something wrong, you might as well confess, because they all think it anyway. You know, stop denying it again and again, like Kamala Harris keeps not answering the question on whether she knew that Biden was suffering mental decline. Oh, God. By the way, in that 60 Minutes, not 60, in the NBC interview, she says, well, everybody has a bad debate night. He just had a bad debate night. So he was fine except for that night. You're still maintaining that? Well, then he shouldn't have dropped out. I mean, if this was just a glitch, right? There was no reason for him to drop out of the race. If that's all it was, just an off night. I mean, it's just the things that she says. And don't get me wrong, Trump also says extraordinarily dumb things. I'm not trying to make him like the genius compared to her, but here's her yesterday on CNN.
Some voters, though, might ask, you've been in the White House for 4 years, you were vice president, not the president, but why wasn't any of that done for the last 4 years?
Well, there was a lot that was done, but there's more to do, Anderson. And I'm pointing out things that need to be done, that haven't been done, but need to be done.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New polls out this morning have former President Trump leading Vice President Harris by a point or two in Arizona, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, and tied in Georgia, where Trump held a rally last night.
I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. Going to bring it back very quickly.
Harris on changing some of her positions over the years.
I'm never going to shy away from good ideas. And I'm not going to feel the need to have pride associate with a position that I've taken, when the important thing is to build consensus to fix problems.
She did a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania. At least 17 people are killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in Gaza, according to Palestinian medical officials, more than half women and children. The Israeli military says it was being used as a Hamas militant command center. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is sunny and 65 right now in Pensacola. Well, longtime public servant Doug Proxon attended his final public event as a state senator yesterday.
It's been great. I mean, the idea of a common citizen, which I consider myself serving and being part of a moving community, has been phenomenal. And then to able to leverage that relationship that we have here into Tallahassee culture was even more rewarding. So we're going to be in good shape. You know, whoever takes my place will do fine.
Broxon was at the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office groundbreaking in Santa Rosa County. His term officially ends at midnight on November 5th. Broxon says, has served in the state Senate since 2016. He's term limited. He previously served 4 years in the Florida House of Representatives. Broxon says he plans to step back into a business that he runs and says he's been talking with the governor's office about helping get more of the BP oil spill money from Restore sent back to Florida instead of going to Texas. Now, the red light cameras in Gulf Breeze aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Earlier this month, the city renewed their contract with the company that supplies and monitors the cameras. They're located at three intersections along 98.
Red light cameras are a tool for us, trying to slow people down, get people to pay attention coming up the intersections.
That is Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne. He talked with Channel 3. He says the funding from violations purchases and outfits new police vehicles, pays for other needed police gear. The fine for a violation is $158. The city keeps $75 of that. Well, UWF is doing fine. That from UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders, and she gave the State of the University address right here on News Radio 92.3 yesterday morning. One key takeaway is enrollment is up.
Students from varied backgrounds have caused our enrollment to swell. Again this year, we have experienced record enrollment. As of today, we are just shy of 15,000 students at 14,823. Our undergraduate enrollment is up again, 3%. Our graduate overall enrollment is up again at 13%.
Ann Saunders said total enrollment has increased 11% over the last 4 years. Many of the students, she says, are also more academically talented than ever before. She said the university is now welcomed its 14th National Merit finalist this year, and she also praised the university for numerous national accolades that it's earned in the previous year. Pensacola police have gotten rid of the plumber's van. It's been replaced by that new armored Bearcat.
You know, Deca, what they said, this has been a long time coming.
As a former SWAT team member, I spent 14 years on the SWAT team, 2 years as the SWAT commander, to go from nothing, to go from the makeshift vehicle that we had to now have this. Really, it ups our level of service in those kind of calls. We don't send the SWAT team to calls where everything's going great.
And that's PPD Deputy Chief Kevin Christman. The Bearcat was ordered over a year and a half ago. It was unveiled yesterday at a press conference at PPD's headquarters. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. Visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. One new accident to let you know about that's causing some delays if you're on Highway 29 in North W Street. We've got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock, and that's definitely putting a hamper on your drive in this morning. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Another sunny and dry day on tap as high pressure continues to dominate our forecast. Temperatures will start out in the lower 60s this morning, heading into the afternoon, climbing right back into the middle and upper 80s. Going into tonight, temperatures drop back down into the lower 60s, making way for middle 80s once again for the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell. We are WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. And right now, sunshine 65 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 64 reported in Milton. Your money now. This morning, we've got a mixed open on Wall Street. The Dow is down 117 points at 42,397. S&P 500 is up just under 14 points at 58,11. The NASDAQ is up 110 points at 18,386. Our 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.22% today. Gold prices up $24.50 right now, $27.53.90. Silver price is up just over 50 cents, up 52 cents at $34.39. And as for Bitcoin, up almost $1,500 today. It's at $67,708.85. The Boeing Machinists Union has rejected a new labor deal. This comes after 64% voted against the deal. That included a 35% wage increase over the next 4 years, among some other perks. Boeing reached a tentative deal with the workers over this last weekend. The company reported a $6 billion loss during the last quarter. Tesla's reporting stronger than expected third quarter profits. Their shares are up 12% after Wednesday's earnings release. The electric automaker brought in 72 cents in earnings per share. Analyst expectations were only 59 cents. And Amazon apparently getting into the gas game. The e-commerce giant announced that Prime members can now save 10 cents per gallon on gas. The discount can be redeemed at about 7,000 BP, Amoco, and AM, PM stations all across the country. 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got a little bit of a weird one today, but I'm counting on you. I'm optimistic that you all are going to come through for me because you always do, and you always give me the most surprising answers to these questions. So the question of the day is, tell me something that everybody seems to love and you either have never even tried it or won't try it, or, I mean, it really is not good. Like, everybody is super enamored with it. I'll give you my example, okay? Energy drinks. I've never had an energy drink. You might not believe me based on the level of enthusiasm that I bring to this show each and every day. Anyway, no, sorry about that. But no, I've never had, and on principle, because I think they're scary dangerous. I think that's a lot of caffeine in one place. And I see people who drink 40 of them, my boys, and I think I don't need to get hooked on another thing. I have enough things I'm hooked on. I don't need to get hooked on another thing. And I've always felt like the worry that, well, isn't that like drinking three espressos and sugar and then you have the come down afterwards, and why do I want to get into all that? Okay, so for me, everybody seems to love these energy drinks, including my boys, sadly, though I've tried to talk them out of them. I don't get it, and I've never tried it, okay? 437-1620, tell me something that everybody loves that you've never tried, or at least that you don't understand why they love it so much. John, you have one for me? I saw you pondering over there. That worries me about this as a question for the frivolous topic, because if it's too hard to think about, we won't get any answers.
Well, I was thinking iced coffee, and I hate to, because I don't understand it if you're drinking coffee and then you put ice in it.
Okay. This is genuinely one of those times where I have to tell you, have you never tried it?
No.
Okay. But you don't drink coffee.
Right.
But, I mean, iced coffee is, how can I describe it? It's, you ever had a Jamocha shake at Arby's?
Yes.
Okay. It's a water consistency Jamocha shake. And they're yummy. They're really good. But since you don't drink coffee, I can't really sell it to you. That's like the closest comparison I can get to you. We got Meg Peltier sitting in here, and her first week on the air, back on the air after many years of not being on the air, and many years of being on the air. Meg, is there a thing that everybody loves that you've either never tried, or, I mean, you have tried and you just don't get it?
I don't know. I was sitting here thinking about that, and then I thought, gosh, you don't drink energy drinks. I think that might be a blessing in disguise.
That's probably, yeah. You don't,
Yes, I agree. You don't need me
at 11.
This is a guy that has
11.
More energy than anyone I know. I'm afraid to think of what would happen.
This one goes to 12. It doesn't need to go to 12. Right, 11 is enough.
Forget the flights to the moon. It'd be a straight shot right to Mars.
So nothing comes to mind?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. Well, we were talking a little bit off air about, I think it was tripe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's National Tripe Day today, so.
Yeah. Just the tripe.
Yeah, this the way it needs better branding. It needs like how the the new Goldfish, the Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, they're rebranding them as Chilean sea bass.
Oh.
As a joke.
Yeah, okay.
As a joke, but it's meant to be funny, like how Chilean sea bass is itself a rebrand of an old fish that has a...
Gotcha.
What, I don't even remember the fish, but it's something that doesn't sound appealing that they rebranded a few years ago.
I mean, if it doesn't sound good, it's probably not going to taste good.
Oh, no. There's a lot of things that sound terrible that taste yummy. I mean...
Well, Brussels sprouts don't sound good to
me. No, that's a lose on both categories. You're right about that. 8:45 here on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives for us. John?
That's right. Still working that accident with roadblock and injuries on Highway 29 and North W Street. That's causing some road blockage and some delays there, so you definitely want to find an alternate route. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, 2 to 5 years old, 1 year old. I mean, like, we got a sweet, like, our Honda Odyssey was a year old with, I think, 13,000 miles on it. It was a pre-owned certified in Orlando. They couldn't sell it for reasons I cannot explain. God was looking out for me. I don't know. But it went to auction. Frontier bought it, and we got a smoking deal on a fabulous one-year-old car that we are going to drive until the wheels fall off, which is what we did with the Dodge Grand Caravan that we bought when our son was born, our 22-year-old. No, that's not right. 20-year-old. Anyway, quick math. Anyway, Frontier, they just took good care of us. It was a good price. I mean, it was easy to buy. Basically, we looked at the car. They gave us the price sheet. We weren't going to buy a car. We were looking to be prepared to buy a car 6 months from now, but we found our unicorn, that car, and it was a good price, and we asked them if they could come down, and they did, and we asked them if they could give us a day, and they did, and we asked them if they could come down again, and they did, and we asked them if we could buy it, and we did. And, like, that's how long the process really took. It was so easy. Frontier Motors, a great selection of good quality used cars, warranty to 100,000 miles, so they will take care of you and stand behind their used vehicles. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the question of the day, which is, tell me something that everybody loves that you don't even try, like haven't even tried, aren't willing to try, or maybe you have and you don't get it. Somebody says seltzer drinks, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and any bubbly water. Well, as having tried them, I can tell you that you're right to avoid them. I genuinely don't get the seltzer thing. I have tried it. It's a violation of my taste buds. It says grape or cranberry. It doesn't taste like grape or cranberry. It doesn't look like grape or cranberry. It tastes like pain on your tongue. It's not good. But apparently they're super popular. I guess because, hey, it must be great because everybody likes it. No, it can be as bad. Somebody says, I was raised in a house where the children weren't allowed to drink soda or have sweets such as desserts and chocolates and sugary cereals. And to this day, I can do without all of it. Oh, tragic. Somebody here says, I haven't tried Instagram and all my friends love it. Oh, that's interesting. You're not missing much. Also, if you like words, then don't bother with Instagram. I mean, that's the best thing I can tell you. If you like words, if you like, logic and rationality as opposed to pictures and images and video, you'd hate Instagram anyway. Somebody says they don't do energy drinks or Starbucks. It's much cheaper to brew at home. No, that's true. That's definitely true. Yeah, nobody ever said, I went to the Starbucks because it was frugal. I always love when they do fundraisers, like help children in some third world country. This is for the price of a Starbucks a day, which is always like $14 or something. Anyway, somebody says, oh, I've never had an energy drink. I've never seen an episode of The Office or Friends or Seinfeld. Wow. I'm okay. I mean, but you own a TV. I would understand people who've tried it and didn't like it. I'm a Friends, yes, Seinfeld, yes, and The Office, never, ever. It's terrible. Sorry, don't hate me, but there it is. But that's interesting. I've never seen them. That's fascinating. Somebody said sour candles or candies. Sorry, sour my eyes.
I was like, what?
Sour candles are terrible. Why does everybody love them? Do they? No, sour candies. Okay. Somebody says iced coffee. I drink coffee. I want it hot. I don't want it cold. It's a conceptual problem for me. Raw, slimy oysters. I understand that. I do, because I know the people who love oysters. I know you're like, but you just got to try them. Okay, I'm the guy who's tried every kind of oyster there is, and I don't like them. I can still be from Pensacola, right? Like, it's okay?
Yes, you're fine now.
But no, I have tried every kind, and I don't get it. And I know a lot of people look at it, and they think, well, that's why I don't eat it. Yeah, you're not wrong. But the people do love it, and I don't want to take away the joy. If you enjoy it, that's fine. Lots of very good people love oysters. I'm not one of them. Let's see. Venison. Oh, interesting. Okay. Somebody says, I don't eat meat that looks like the thing that they are, like a shrimp or a whole crab or a pig on a spit. That's funny. I like that. I don't like, meet with a body. 437, it's kind of, you know, because meet with a face. 437-1620. That's your frivolous topic for the day. Somebody says cigarettes. Okay. I'm not sure you can make the case that everybody's that they're super popular. I mean, I guess. I said, okay. You know, I could see somebody out there thinking like, you know, it's so popular, maybe I ought to try it. Vaping. Oh, that's a good one. I've never done that. So that's a pretty good one. This is the dumbest joke ever, but I remember one time when I was doing radio in Phoenix, people got so angry at me. I was trying to explain how people don't usually set out deliberately to take up bad behaviors. And I made the joke. I said, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm just going to take up smoking. You know, just because I need something else in my life. I need something that's going to ruin my health and cost a lot. I think I'm going to just pick up smoking as a you know, a pastime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people did not understand that comment at all. Thought I was crazy. How dare you endorse my... Satire people, you know. So, mushrooms, somebody says, they taste like dirt. How would you know if you haven't tried? CNN, MSNBC... Never tried them. That's funny. 850 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Jerry Lee Lewis, that's some good stuff. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've got this performance going on at Pensacola Little Theater. You can be listening to our local shows to win a pair of tickets to go see POTUS from the PLT. It looks like a very entertaining kind of show, especially if you're into politics and, you know, the White House and all of that kind of stuff. Looks like it should be very, very good. We've got traffic on the fives now. John Pickens. John?
Still dealing with that accident right now on Highway 29 in North W Street. It's causing some major delays, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I'm not what you would call a fashionista. Would that be a fair way to...
Right.
A hoodie and cargo shorts, right?
Exactly.
Or, you know, when it's a little bit warmer, flips and t-shirt and cargo shorts, right? I'm not exactly on the cutting edge vanguard of the skinny jeans movement, okay? That's, you know.
Like, no, Andrew, please, no.
Nobody has ever referred to me as a hipster, and I take it as a badge of honor. So understand that when I critique the fashion world, it's coming from a certain perspective. The perspective of what I would call the normal Midwestern sensibility. That said, I saw something the other day that I just, the what? One of the things being offered to you this year at the Cutting Edge Catwalk reveal is one-legged trousers.
Huh?
So.
What?
It's.
Did you just say one-legged?
Pants where you have. One leg is full-length pants leg, and the other half is like Daisy Duke short.
Wow.
So you're walking around with one cold leg and one warm leg. It's ideal for winter, summer, no season at all.
You still pay full price, too.
Yeah, probably. Probably extra. Probably extra for the removed leg. One-legged trousers have been featured in recent fashion shows by Bottega Veneta, I'm sure I'm pronouncing this wrong, Caperni, Louis Vuitton, I know that one. And yeah, so do you ever find yourself in a situation where at first you think, man, everybody else is saying something crazy, and then all of a sudden you think, well, maybe I'm the one who's wrong? That's gaslighting, people. The fashion world is predicated on gaslighting. Something so nuts, but if we just act like it's normal, eventually they'll think they're wrong for challenging us, and then they'll buy into it, and all of a sudden, people have pet rocks.
Lava lamps.
And they're wearing, yeah. Hey, lava lamps are cool.
I know they are. That's what I'm saying.
Back off, man. Hey. But or they're wearing one-legged trousers or whatever. There was this really interesting experiment back in the day, back when you could do cool psychological experiments. Now they're all banned for ethics reasons. But this was one of those, like, Confederates, you know, who are in on the gig and you don't tell people. So they bring people into a room. This is a famous one. You may have heard it, so I apologize if this is familiar to you. But they bring people into a room, and they show them three lines on the wall, like on a projector, projected three lines, A, B, and C. And they're of different lengths. And, you know, A is medium, B is long, and C is short. Okay? And they ask people in the room with other people, tell us which one is the short line. And the people say A, the medium line. The first person says A. And so, you know, second person says A, third person says A. And by the time they get to, like, the fifth person, he's like, well, I thought it was C, but I'll say A because everybody else is saying A. Well, what they didn't know is that the first four people were paid as a part of the experiment to give the wrong answer. And the real subject of the experiment was whether the fifth person would go along with peer pressure and say the thing they know to be false. What's scary about that experiment is that most of the people debriefed afterwards would say, oh, yeah, I just went along because everybody else was saying it. I didn't want to be the troublemaker. I didn't want to dissent. I doubted myself in the moment. I got caught up in it, whatever. Those people are normal. It's not good, but it's normal. The scary people are the ones who, when debrief, said, no, C was the short, or, you know, C was the was the one. Or A was the one. A was the one. They had internalized the wrong answer so heavily that you couldn't convince them that the right answer was right anymore. Those are the scary ones.